Martha Whiting is mayor of the Northwest Arctic Borough, which has a population of about 7,400 and covers an area roughly the size of Indiana. The regional hub is Kotzebue, which has no roads connecting it to the other 10 communities in the borough or the outside world. So it's not surprising when Whiting says the people there face many challenges.
The high cost of energy, the high cost of living, the high cost of transportation to bring goods and services into the region.
To some extent, subsistence hunting and fishing helps Northwest Arctic Borough residents make up for what they can't buy in stores. But when it comes to energy, Whiting says the people of the region continue to struggle. They pay the highest average heating fuel prices in the state, according to a report released this week by the Department of Commerce.
We're feeling like we're living in third world conditions in a very resource-rich state, especially in a very resource-rich area.
But Whiting says they're not just standing idly by. The borough promotes conservation, and she says they're looking to other parts of the state for inspiration.
We're looking at solar panels for our schools. We're looking at solar panels for our city buildings. We're looking at converting our street lights into LED lights. We're looking at wind turbines to produce energy. And we're looking at a lot of opportunities here with hydropower, people that geothermal, what works in one area will help support what we want to do.
Thousands of miles to the south in Angoon, Mayor Albert Howard says electricity costs are some of the highest not only in southeast, but the entire state.
Well, right now, I believe it's around, I hear it's about 42 cents a kilowatt, and they're asking for a 10% rate increase on top of that. And last year, we paid 62 cents a kilowatt all winter long, so that was pretty devastating.
Angoon is located on Admiralty Island, about 60 miles southwest of Juneau. In November, the city was awarded a preliminary permit from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission for a hydropower project at Ruth Lake, a permit that Wrangell and Petersburg had sought as well. That caused the larger community some angst, but Howard says he's hoping they can work together to move the project forward soon.
It's kind of the cost of energy is holding the community back from, creating jobs, which creates hope. You always want to have hope. If somebody gives up, bad things happen.
Members of the State Senate Energy and Resources Committee spent much of last summer holding hearings around Alaska to gather input on a statewide energy plan. Lawmakers are still in the process of crafting the plan, which is expected to include traditional and alternative means of producing energy. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.